Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And, this past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we're calling the Lord's Prayer. And we're encouraging in the course of this series for folks to be taking time each day just to pray. We don't want the prayer to just be an activity. We want prayer to be a lifestyle where we're spending time with the Lord and His Word, building our relationship with Him and really being shaped by Him, during that time in prayer and what we're praying about. We've said in this series that oftentimes, when we come to the Lord to pray, we would often pray just the things that we want, the things that are on our minds. Sometimes it's not bad prayers, but oftentimes just prayers that maybe fit more in the "give us this day our daily bread" section of the Lord's Prayer. And a lot of times we skip past thinking about who the Lord is and praising Him for what He's done. And so, you notice the first part of the Lord's Prayer is, "Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And for a long time, Christians have not only prayed the Lord's Prayer, but also prayed through the Psalms. Songs written by the minstrels, the musicians of ancient Israel. And prayed through and sang through the Psalms because in a lot of ways they shape us to think about the Lord, shape our hearts, to align our hearts with His. And so I want to read to you today the Drivecast or the devotional content today, if you're reading along with it, is Psalm 111. And I just want to read this to you and encourage you to pray along these lines. It says, "Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. He has shown His people the power of His works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for His people. He ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have good understanding. To Him belongs eternal praise." Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect and to pray. Father, I think about this psalm, and we do praise You because You are good and You are compassionate. God, You provide for us in ways that we don't deserve. And I think about in the New Testament and under the New Covenant, the covenant of grace, Lord, You have provided Your Son Jesus for us. And Jesus, You've given us salvation, and we have so much that we don't deserve. We have been forgiven. We've been adopted. We have an inheritance in Christ. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. And so God, thank You. Thank You for what You've done for us, for who You are, and for the many blessings of just being Your sons and Your daughters. We love You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now today to just thank the Lord and to pray to Him.